How do you guys listen to podcasts?
I don't know. How do you listen to podcasts? Three toes?
I do it all analog. It's on records.
Really?
145 at 145.
Look at that. Well, there's lots of options out there, but today we're going to be talking about a pretty special one to me, and that one is called Stitcher Premium.
Okay.
So a lot of times when you listen to a podcast, they will go in and they'll give you an ad on something. I don't know if it's like a sofa mattress or stamps.com, et cetera, et cetera. And you can just kind of tell they're just going through the motions. In this case, legit, we are advertising for something that I believe in and I've been a subscriber of for probably a year now. It's Stitcher Premium, and I absolutely love the service. Originally, I was like, what the hell am I going to pay for podcasting for? But yeah, it turns out this particular company, this particular group, has access to an insane amount of podcast material. I originally pulled the trigger because one of my favorite all-time podcasts, which is called Super Ego,
yeah,
went over there. Their entire back catalog, it's sort of this riffed comedy bits, very original, very creative, very funny. And then when it went there, I was like, well, I need it. And so I got the service. What I found was it's paid for itself back beyond that in how much stuff it has. And the one specific thing I'd like to call out is they have tens, I would say hundreds, but probably hundreds of comedy albums. So as a person who does a lot of commuting, I'm always looking for something new and something interesting to listen to. The comedy albums that they have are phenomenal. And
I had no idea they were on there.
Huge amounts. And it's the type of stuff that I would actually pay for normally, yeah, if I like a particular comedian. A classic one that we've talked about before, Kyle Kinane, his back catalog's, yeah, on there.
Nice.
So for me, it originally seemed weird because so much of what we get from podcasting is free. But Stitcher Premium just opens the doors, and it opens the doors even further into back catalogs for podcasts that you can only currently get kind of modern like episodes of. I have not wavered in my allegiance to them. They're great.
Cool. You know what? So you talked to me about it, and I signed up last week just because I can watch ad-free versions of podcasts I already listened to, like Conan,
yep,
O'Brien Needs a Friend, which is an amazing podcast. My Favorite Murder, that Wolverine, The Lost Trail is on there. You don't got to listen to ads. It's amazing.
And that's what I wanted to try because they also have original material, and that's like an original scripted show, which that's one I've been meaning to check out. So I'll hit that one soon.
Nice. Yeah.
But how much does it cost, you might ask? So for only $4.99 a month, or the cost of a beef quesarito from Taco Bell, or for $34.99 a year. Pretty cheap, but it seems like you get a pretty good selection of options there.
Yeah.
So if you guys do want to go and sign up, go to stitcher.com/premium to sign up today.
It's forward slash.
Is it? Fuck you in the forward backslash. Not you. I just can never tell the difference. Go to stitcher.com/premium to sign up today and use promo code Asteroid Factory for 1 month free on your monthly plan. Booyah!
That's do perfect. It.
Do it.
Go to stitcher.com/premium to sign up today and use promo code Asteroid Factory for 1 month free on your monthly plan.
Hello, this is the Doctor from the future. I've got a warning for all of you. Disney Plus, well, it seems like a great idea, but it's a terrible, terrible plan. They're mining your data in the future. They're going to take over. Wait, what's that coming? It appears to be a Dalek wearing large amusement park ears.
Exterminate! Exterminate!
Oh, no!
Pew, 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 pew! Exterminate! Yeah!
The mics are hot.
Oh.
Anime. Movies.
Video games.
What? Musical guests.
That's
the B-52s.
Scary accurate.
Yahoo Serious.
It's all you. Oh, fuck. Hey there, guys and gals. Welcome to another episode of the Asteroid Factory podcast, where our nerd knowledge is on point. We are your hosts, James Von Doom.
I'm Chewy.
And I'm Three Toes of Fury.
Coming at ya hot.
Coming at ya. We're talking about Disney Plus today. Is it a must?
I think 10 million subscribers would say yes.
Yes.
I know one that might say no.
I hear a lot of complainers saying that they're disappointed.
Really?
It. Yeah.
Really?
It's performance, but we'll talk about that later on in the cast.
Hey, that happens to lots of guys.
9 out of 10, no.
Think about baseball.
Let's get into the Asteroid Picks of the Week. Who wants to go first?
Me.
You want to go first? You lead them in.
Got it.
You got it. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. It's been a while. Here's Doom with the pick of the week.
Thanks.
Go get him, you fucker!
Woo! All right.
Make it good!
Well, then.
It's like, God damn it, my levels.
As I wipe the spit from the side of my face.
Woo!
So. I don't even remember what it was now. Okay. All right. So my
I'm going to let you finish.
My asteroid pick of the week. The game's been out for a minute. And
the movie
is,
The Game?
Oh, that's who weird.
Was in that? Was that Michael Douglas?
That's no,
that
so
was
good.
That was Ice-T.
Oh. No, wait, what? It was it? It was Michael Douglas.
Oh, no, never mind. That was something else.
Did I fucking call it legit? Was it really Michael Douglas?
Yes.
I was just...
And it's. I just saw a tweet this morning where somebody said something about you got to revisit this movie. It's always... it. That movie's amazing, right? You guys have seen it, right?
Fincher. The Game?
Yes.
Probably in
Brad the Pitt? 90s. Is he his brother? And Michael Douglas? I can't believe I don't remember. It's and I think it's Fincher. Jesus, I might be screwing it all up. Are you Googling it?
For some reason, I was thinking about the movie where they were hunting iced tea in a forest.
Okay, that doesn't exist, I don't think.
Whoa. Yeah, it does.
No, I don't. Whoa. Are you sure?
Yeah, it does exist. Yeah, directed by David Fincher.
Don't wait. No, starring did you say iced tea or ice cube?
Iced tea. And iced tea had dreadlocks. He looked kind of like the Predator.
Wow. So...
You're all alone on this pier. But yes, it's a great movie.
Yeah, Michael Douglas, Sean Penn.
I was right.
Sean Penn, God damn it, I was wrong. It's so good. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's twisty as fuck.
Man, it's like I'm so good, I don't even know how good right? I am.
Look at this unexpected pick of the week.
Wow, thank you.
No, my actual
really
my
stream
pick of the
not
week,
on Disney Plus
is Wise Guy starring Danny DeVito and Joe Piscopo.
If you haven't seen that trailer, check that one.
Yeah, give it a watch.
Segue into Twins. It's not a tumor.
Wait, was that it?
No. No. Click to pick. Focus. Star Wars Fallen Order.
Did you get it?
I did get it.
And you brought out the PS4.
I did.
How far are you in it?
I'm about an hour in.
So you're about 1/6 the way done.
No.
No, that's not a joke. Legit, I think I read that the gameplay on it is like, because you're good, it's going to be like 10-ish hours maybe.
Okay. That's fine. And then you know what? I'm not going to lie, but I don't mind something like that. The gameplay is very smooth. The graphics, I feel like this should have been a PS5 release.
It's that good.
Well,
it's not that good.
No, it is good. I was actually watching a review on IGN, and the guy on IGN gave it a 9 out of 10.
Yep.
And one of his gripes though was that like the frame rate, even on the PS4 Pro, which is what I use, he's like, the graphics are just so demanding. I mean, they are gorgeous, but with that comes glitches in the system, glitches in the matrix. You can actually do a performance mode where it bumps it down to 1080p like standard, right, which is what I did, and it runs a lot better. But it's amazing. I mean, the story, like, it jumps you in, like, you know, the first couple seconds, you're just like, this, and the guy said on IGN, like, you know, it's a good, like, you're in for a good ride. Like, there's crashed, because what does it follow? It follows Order 66, the Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
You jump in 4 years after that.
Fuck.
And it's great. I mean, so far, I'm loving it.
What can you compare it to? If you had to pick, say, two or three other video games.
Probably
it
is.
What influenced it?
So.
Pitfall?
Hands down, Uncharted.
Okay.
100%.
Oh, yes.
So let me
ask
you a question. Because I've heard that.
Yeah.
Didn't they axe an Uncharted?
Yes, I'm pretty sure they did.
Star Wars game?
Yes.
They completely wiped.
Yes, because I saw this morning, have you got to it? There's a scene, and I saw a clip of a GIF on Twitter where you have to climb up a moss-covered AT-AT and climb around
thing. Fucking spoilers, man.
Oh, please, it's an in-between. But it looked exactly like some of the Uncharted stuff along the cliff edges. It's very similar in like gameplay and
I mean, controller. when I watched the review, I'm like, Uncharted? I'm like, what? Like, and then the whole first level, I'm climbing Uncharted 3 or 4? Like, I'm climbing a speeding train that's falling apart. Like, I'm climbing
that's
up the
straight
side.
Out of it. Really? Yes.
Just like it. And then a lot of people compared it to Dark Souls, the combat, because you have to be very good with timing and the deflections of like blasters or dudes with like electro blades or whatever the fuck they're called. It's fun though. I mean, it's a very fluid game, and it's got my attention. So
is it all like just like first person running, or not first person, third person running? Because originally when I saw the first clips for it, I was like, is this just like a lightsaber battle game? But then I got all the good reviews and I watched the trailer and I'm like, oh, there's a major story. So it looks like it's a good story game.
There is.
But in this clip, I think I saw he does go inside. So I guess you do take control of things at times, right? Or is it always just this, you're just running third person with this guy?
You are always third person. Well, so far from what I can tell, but...
But there may be like, is it like, I guess my question is there going to be space battle or anything?
I don't
like that?
Know. I haven't seen any from the trailers. I think it's really, you're just the Jedi. I think from what I remember is you're just using a lightsaber.
Got it.
Like you are the Jedi with like three or four force powers and you're just slicing shit up.
That's awesome.
So he's force sensitive?
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm so in.
Save that for the next cast when we get into
I got real close to the mic for that.
Okay, we're going to transition into Star Wars ASMR. I just want to trigger your midichlorians.
Okay.
Oh, my midichlorians are so triggered.
Anakin's a bit of a bitch.
This is freaking out. Yeah, we got
these midichlorians. Oh, my God.
Nub nub.
I didn't know midichlorians felt so warm.
I don't see Dr. Tootie. I don't see
Doo. Guys, what in the shit?
Get back to your pick, you son of a bitch!
I think I was done. I'm fairly certain. And if I wasn't,
you're done.
I am now.
I'm stoked because that game is getting a ton of good reviews. And I was going to reach out to you and be like, I know you kind of transitioned to the Switch. Does this bring you back over? I dusted off my PS4 and charged my controller literally yesterday just because of the...
To play what?
I don't know. Maybe something I'm like way behind on.
Yeah.
I'm getting closer. Maybe gotcha. What was the first Star Wars one? Battlefront 1?
Yeah, that was a real...
I can maybe get past the loading screen.
That was a big old steaming shit pile.
I thought you liked 1.
No, 1 was all right.
2 you didn't.
2 I think might have been... better because it had less microtransactions, but neither of them were very good games.
And the microtransactions, I can't. What is a fucking microtransaction?
So you could, buy in-game items.
Oh no, I'm not
for very it. Small nope. amounts of money.
Nope.
Yeah,
it's what you have to watch out for the kids nowadays on tablets.
Yeah. Yep.
And to be fair, EA did this one, and that was like one of unfucking fortunately. He's like, no microtrans. Like, what the fuck would I buy in a first like? Multiplayer stuff I kind of get, but it's like, I don't want to buy shit. Give me a game that I paid for $60 and just let me start to finish enjoy it. I don't want to worry about buying anything.
I agreed.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what they said this game was.
Yeah, there aren't, to my knowledge, there aren't any.
Thank God. Cool. Okay. And did you do download or physical media?
I did physical, and Amazon had it for $50. Like, out the gate, it was $10 cheaper. I actually talked to Chewy about it. I'm like, oh, man, new kid here. I don't know if I should be spending money. Fuck it, I bought it.
Yeah. That's when dads, I want to see a chart of when dads spend, like how much money they spend like right before the baby comes, because I think I started bleeding money.
I bought a crate of fleshlights.
Yeah. Sponsored by?
Who makes fleshlights?
I have no idea what that is.
Fleshlight.
Oh.
I think.
I should know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, next.
Let's hand it over to a Three Toes and I'll see him in.
Thank you.
Every week I look forward to Three Toes of Fury's velvety warm pick of the week.
Fuck that guy. Wait, he's here this time.
Okay, so starting, let's talk a little bit about some of the shit talk that I've had to deal with over the past 17 casts. I can take it, fuckers. Give me more!
Okay. You sounded just like Joe Piscopo.
All right? I'm all jacked.
Good for you.
I hear that about once a day. Someone referenced Joe Piscopo.
For real?
If not, I'll keep it going for you.
You're a different family, and it's your kids, which is even weirder.
It's my four-year-old.
So
who just loves Piscopo.
HBO. Whoa. HBO finishes up.
HBO is his pick of the week.
It kind of gets there. HBO finishes up Game of the Thrones, and I was like, well, you know what?
Game of the Thrones.
I heard it too.
Yes, I'm a big fan of the weed. And so Game of the Thrones. So it finishes it up. I'm like, well, that's it. It's been a great ride, but what else is there? Because I don't particularly need anything else that has to offer. Then they come along, they drop that Chernobyl, which was an earlier pick of the week for me.
Not bad.
Which was great.
I got through two or three episodes before I got majorly depressed and I had to see my way out.
Oh, God, it's so good. It's so good. I was like, okay,
it was good.
So what's coming down the pipe next is something that I should be excited about, but I was really kind of skeptical and not excited about, was The Watchmen. The Watchmen is my pick of the week.
Heard
The Watchmen
good things.
Is phenomenal. It is so good, I can't even express it. And that's coming from a guy who's really pretty jaded going in, because I'm like, obviously I love the source. I don't think they need to do anything else with it, although I have read every other incarnation they've done since.
Yeah.
But this show comes out of the gates, and it's written by, what's his name, Lindelofer, produced, he's the showrunner on it, so he did Lost initially. And it feels like the craziness, it's hard to now remember what Lost was like when it first started.
Yeah, bad.
No, Lost was amazing when it first started. It was just...
It was good. Yeah.
It just lost its way.
Ah! So... You see...
Yeah! But this show, it starts out without drawing a ton of connection to the original source. And I think that was a really good idea, because I was skeptical and scared of what they're going to do with it.
I've heard that.
The first episode, there's maybe a couple references and such, and there's a couple characters like, I think they live in that universe.
Yeah.
But it really takes a while before it starts to tie in. And when it does, it's so exciting, so different. There's tons of mystery. There's tons of Easter
intrigue.
Eggs. Tons of intrigue. By now we're on, I think, episode 4. It's very well established how much there's a lot of ties to the original. Because originally I was like, you don't even need to be a fan of the original. Since then, I've told some friends, I'm like, if you can't read the graphic novel, which you should, watch the movie, Zack Snyder's movie, because there's enough payoff of how the relationships work. And it's another one. So like the original graphic novel, where you would read through it, and at the end of every chapter, there'd be all this extra stuff, like words. The show...
Words.
No, literally. Like, I mean, I read it like 9 times before I even read all that stuff, but it added to the experience. This show has a website, which is sort of a fake Wikipedia website on HBO, where there's FBI memos, there's schematics, there's all the stuff that accents the show, and words.
Good.
And words. So if you're a deep diving nerd who wants more.
I love when fucking shows do that.
It's so
good. Like, they have their own, like, little site that's not real, but it, like, that shit is, you know.
Yeah.
Do we have a golfer's clap?
No, we just have Helen.
Ooh.
I miss Helen.
Yeah, well.
So it's incredible. And it is, I went from the first episode thinking you don't have to have any connection to the Watchmen universe to now being like, no, though, they did it perfectly that you could watch it if you don't know anything about it, but knowing the Watchmen verse, it pays off in spades. It's fucking, it's good.
So, it is bad. I mean, I watched the first episode with the wife, and she's like, well, what is this connected to? Like, what is the, you know, I didn't see the movie or read the graphic novel, so what is this? And I'm like, I don't really know if you need to know that.
You can get through it without, but a lot of the characters and stuff, it's actually, if you didn't, it'll be even more mysterious, is because as they reveal some of the characters are.
I mean, the Rorschach porn star, you know, segment, that threw me off big time. Wearing nothing but the mask.
There is Rorschach. Ask character in there as well, which is kind of cool. It's, oh, fuck, I just love it. Love it.
What can you compare it to visually?
The visuals are phenomenal. Movie?
What influences this show? Like, did it make you think of anything else?
Zack Snyder.
No, but it's the production value is more cinema than TV, but I think that's a lot of things these days.
Yeah, that's pretty much everything.
It does some creative stuff with, like, weird credits, because it uses that yellow font of the Watchmen, and it'll throw them into different places. And it does, every episode has segments with different characters, but there will be surprises like around every corner, like major surprises that you're like, oh fuck, I think I know how this ties into things. I'm going to give one weird reference that isn't a spoiler at all. There's a character in there that at one point is revealed to carry a briefcase that within it is a giant, giant vibrator, dildo, that's supposed to be modeled after Dr. Manhattan, the big blue dude.
Whoa.
So it's
just this classic, like, comic book stuff.
Is it though? I don't remember, like, Spider-Man walking around with a Captain America dick in his bag.
But that's how fucked up it is.
Wait, what's that stamp that everyone was really hyped that Spider-Verse started off with? The Comics Code stamp?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was approved by the Comics Code. Yeah.
That was a big deal.
I don't think the show is.
It's definitely not. So anyway, it's just a random scene. It's a funny little joke, and it's a nod to Dr. Manhattan. But on this website that has all this extra stuff, you can buy one. The schematics.
For the dildo,
as if it was a scientific experiment. Like, it's cool nerd stuff. So nice. I love it. Love it.
Cool. 2020 Christmas gift for Three Toes.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
For a friend. So that's my pick.
Cool. Who's going to see me?
I got you, bro.
Get your bucket of body butter ready for Chewy's pick of the week.
All I've got is Desitin.
You're going to need a lot of body butter for this one.
Oh, boy.
Squish, squish.
So two people at the table today on the podcast have watched the first two episodes of this show.
Oh, come on, man.
And we will not be spoiling too much.
Oh, go for it.
However, we are going to be talking about The Mandalorian because that is my pick of the week. I sat down to watch the first episode very hesitantly optimistic. And I walked away very pleasantly surprised with what they had done. The one thing about the first episode, and Doom, you could speak to this too. I'm not sure if it caught you off guard, was it's very strange to see something in the Star Wars universe that doesn't have a John Williams score or something very, very influenced by John Williams.
Mm.
And this show goes in a different direction. It's clearly
gangster rap.
Yes. Kind of like that Sonic the Hedgehog trailer with
Gangsta's
Paradise.
Wait. That one?
Yeah.
I thought we were never going to speak of that one again.
No, we were not. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. The new Sonic trailer, though,
looks really good.
Looks really good.
Cool. I'm kind of stoked about Jim Carrey.
Sega.
Yeah.
Oh, it's old Jim Carrey.
Yeah, it's old Jim Carrey.
I watched it with Chewie.
Jesus.
And every time it was on screen, I'm like, oh, this is a lot like Jim Carrey. And like the more you watch, the more old Jim Carrey it was. I'm like, if fucking Sonic is what it takes, I don't care. I want my Jim Carrey
yes,
back.
I will take it.
It took Sonic to get him back into like his
transition,
his physical comedy. So the music caught me off guard a little bit. Watching the first episode, the first episode's amazing.
Amazing.
The second episode is amazing. Feels a little bit like filler. It's very short. Like the first episode was what? 40
something?
30
something missing?
8 minutes.
And then the second episode was
The first one was 38 minutes.
38 points.
The second one was like 30.
It was only 30 or 28. It was something like that. And it felt like they took the pilot and chopped it.
Mm-hmm. Into two episodes.
Yep. The two stories. I'm really hoping that the new episodes come out and we're surprised by at least 45-minute running times or an hour running times. But getting back to the music is almost like if you took John Williams, just a little pinch of John Williams, and then added, what's his name? The director of The Thing, John Carpenter. Like added John Carpenter, added some more electronica. It's very strange, but by the time I got through the second episode, I was used to it, and I really liked it. The guy that they got to do the soundtrack is the same guy that did Black Panther.
Mm.
I forgot his name. I wrote it down, but I forgot to bring this sheet of paper. White dude, long hair, like really weird-looking dude.
Rick Rubin?
Yeah, Rick Rubin.
Bob Rock.
Yeah. But
Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Well, we have some happy little clouds over here.
Too soon, yeah. But the show was very surprisingly tied into the mythos and canon right from the first episode. Like right from the first episode, it was tied in, which it was super surprising to me.
Now, have there been, and you can delve into spoilers or not, yeah, if you want, have there been characters aside from the aforementioned baby something that's green, have there been any characters directly from the Star Wars movies?
There's nods all over the place. They reference Life Day in the first episode, which I thought was amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, there's a character who gets captured by the Mandalorian, mm-hmm, and he's in his ship. And he's like scrounging around on the bottom of the Mandalorian. This character's played by
Horatio
Sands. Oh,
I heard about that, yes. Which, yeah. I love him. He's great.
Yeah. And he's scrounging around on the bottom of the ship trying to find some way to, I don't know, get out of
to get off the ship.
Life Day.
Yeah, to get out of the situation he's in. And he mentions, like, he's shouting up to the Mandalorian as if he's just using the toilet or something. And he shouts something like, man, I just want to get back to my family for Life Day. And like, that was a really cool nod back. Right after, a couple weeks back, Jon Favreau came out and is pushing for another Star Wars holiday special.
That's right. Which, can we just let that be Arthur die? I mean, seriously.
That was pretty good.
It was not bad.
Yeah.
And yes, we can.
Okay.
Yeah. We have an already perfect one. Why would they ever try to do it again?
Yeah,
why would you reboot the greatest Star Wars anything ever?
Yeah. So a lot of people are saying they don't like the run times of the show so far. And a lot of people are saying that they think the first two episodes seem like the first episode chopped in half. Mm. However, the first episode ends so perfectly. It almost ends on a matte painting of what the show is about.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That I almost tend to think not. Part of me thinks that they're not, with a streaming service like this, maybe they start to not worry about runtimes anymore. Maybe they just worry about the storytelling. Maybe they worry about not filling or not doing things they don't need to do just to fill, let's say, an hour runtime for each single episode, because that's a challenge in and of itself. Mm. So that was my take on it. Or they're just taking what they shot and they're trying to milk it into an 8-episode run or something like that.
So you just hit both sides of that coin. Yes. Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it is one of our friends at work. You could like visibly see his enjoyment.
Oh yeah,
the first episode, and that made me like. I ran home and watched it. I honestly think it is one of the greatest entries into the Star Wars universe.
Yeah,
I mean, ever. The first episode was. If you don't like it after the first episode, then you're just not a Star Wars fan. Like, it was perfect, funny action. Set pieces are amazing. I felt like I was watching a Star Wars movie. There's no show at all. Like, it was a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, then it ended. And it did end well, to your point. I mean, I liked how it ended, but I was a little shocked. The wife was like, wait a minute, what? That's it? And then the second episode was even shorter. So I think they ran a risk not doing the binge, which is good. Thank you, Disney Plus. I like the weekly release. Yeah. Like, it makes me wait.
It's an event.
It is. It's like, you know, it is as big as Game of Thrones, or it could be, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it is right now, but...
I kind of think it is right now. Like, right now, the only thing I see on social media is a shit ton of talk about this show.
And it is, it's worth it. It's earned it. It's great. But 28 minutes, it's like, fuck. Like, I waited a week for, something I could watch on, HGTV. No, fuck that. HGTV shows are usually an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
You're losing to HGTV.
Yeah.
Well, and this is probably a good transition point into D+, n'est-ce pas?
It is.
Because that's my entire relationship with D+ might tie into this conversation.
Is it worth it?
Is Disney Plus worth it?
Is it worth it real good? Bam, 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 bam. Yeah. Is it worth it?
Wait, I was trying to find the sound effect, and it's not going to work.
Oh, no, this is very smooth.
We're gonna talk more about the Mandalorian.
That's right. That's why I'm segueing into it. So let's talk about this episode length thing, because this is a pickle to me. So is the first season of Mandalorian
did they announce episodes?
I don't know if they have.
I felt like they did. I felt like they said it was 8 episodes. And so one of the first things somebody said, and I think this can go both ways, good and bad, was that at the end of the day, if they keep the episode length somewhat consistent, you're looking at basically a long Star Wars movie
right.
at the end of the day, which I'm like, I'm actually kind of stoked by, but I'm also like, huh, I feel like, did they sell us a bill of goods? Because originally I thought these were going to be hour apps. I thought the first season would be at least 10. That's sort of a standard amount.
Well, what are the Marvel ones? Aren't they like 6?
No.
Like, I thought WandaVision or one of them was like 6 episodes.
Oh, the new one. I thought you meant the ones that were on Netflix. Because Netflix was all 10 to 13.
They were on the longer side.
Defenders.
I can't easily find if they've announced how many episodes it's going to be.
I'm pretty sure about that.
However, how about this idea? How about the idea that, so Game of Thrones was an event.
Yep.
Game of Thrones came out what? Every season came out what? Once every 2 or 3 years maybe?
Every year for the first
every single year?
How many seasons were there? 8?
7 or 8, yeah.
So the first 7 seasons were 1 a year. And the last one they jumped.
Okay. So how about this? So let's say they're going for an event feel with Disney Plus. However, they're not necessarily saying that the Mandalorian is going to be their event from now until the end of eternity. They're just going to say their shows are going to be the event, because if you look at the shows they have lined up, I'm not sure what's going to drop after the Mandalorian, or if there's going to be a gap between when the Mandalorian ends and they get their next.
Yeah, they'll probably stack them pretty close, and I think the next one will be, it's got to be one of the Marvel shows. Is it going to be what's his name versus
Falcon Winter Soldier?
Yeah, I feel like that's
filming now. That stuff's not going to be ready in 8 weeks.
Really?
Oh shit, that's right. Because this will burn through quickly.
Yeah.
Huh. They'll have something.
Yeah, so I think that's what they're going for. They want to tap into that event feel. However, there might not be a season 2 of The Mandalorian. Let's say they tie a bow on the end of this. And it's awesome. You never know. Maybe they tie a bow on the end of this, and then they hop onto the Obi-Wan
show. Oh, that's right. Because that's going to be its own thing, right?
And I have to say this now, how is The Mandalorian going to tie into Rise of Skywalker? Because we're going to go see Rise of Skywalker preview night on a Thursday evening, and that's December 19th. Is The Mandalorian going to be done by then? I don't think so. It's going to be
almost. I doubt it would tie in at all. I mean, the dude's already probably in his 40s. He's going to be, what, 70?
Well, I'm not saying it's going to tie in completely, but every single person at that theater on a preview night to see Rise of Skywalker is going to be watching The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but
they could.
Would you want it to tie in?
Except this person, who's got two thumbs and may not have. Yeah. This guy.
Not necessarily tie in, but let's say they're setting up something in this show that pays off.
Oh, yeah.
In the Rise of Skywalker.
Now, does the show establish where it is in the Star Wars verse?
They say it's supposed to be in someone's at the door. They say.
Fuck, you want to go check the door? Knows where I live?
Check that out if you want. We got it. He'll fill in the time while you're gone. Like you did with the sound thing.
Izzy!
See where this is.
And we're back. What were we talking about?
Do you think that the Mandalorian will somehow tie into Rise of Skywalker?
Oh, no, you were explaining to me timeline-wise. Do we know where Mandalorian lives in the Star Wars verse?
It is. Is it after?
They said 5 years after the Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
5 years after Return of the Jedi.
The Empire's dunzo.
Okay, so it's in between there and Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so it's in between six and seven.
So this 50-year-old...
Maybe he would be still young.
Yeah, so this 50-year-old baby Yoda may turn up.
But he's not Yoda.
No. Well, no.
Do we just spoil it?
Oh,
Let's just call it baby Yoda for purposes of we don't know the species, and the only quote-unquote Yodas we know are Yoda and... I don't know her name from like. Yoblas.
So the baby Yoda is Yobolite? Ray's illegitimate kid. True.
We don't know.
Okay, good.
No one knows anything. All we know is that there's a little.
I'm glad you took that serious.
I took it too seriously.
That would mean she slept with a Yoda.
Yeah.
Not the Yoda. Could be.
Wait, who slept with a Yoda?
No, wait. Yoda was dead by that point. No, right? Well, I don't want to get into it. I'm just going to say that for my fan fiction site.
So that's something that popped in my head. Oh, jeez, the midichlorians.
Why did I give him anything to crinkle?
Mm.
Chris? Chris Crinkle.
Thank you. Call back.
That's the one thing that runs through my head is the fact that we're all going to be high on The Mandalorian as long as it stays good.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as they keep coming out week over week, which they are. It's going to run right into Rise of Skywalker.
Wait, so first two episodes, I feel like dropped in less than a week. Is that true?
Yes, because the app went live.
Yeah, the launch date was a Tuesday, but it's Fridays. Yeah,
always Fridays. Every Friday. Okay, because when they dropped the second episode, I'm like, are they doing a weird, like, we're going to give you everything in 2 weeks? But no, okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. After watching it, though, I love the show. I'm not saying that, but it's like, I'm ready for the break. Like, Rise of Skywalker is supposed to be the end of the Luke Skywalker, yes. the saga. Like, I want different shit. I'm sick of, I know that's going to sound bad. Am I sick of it? Maybe I am. I don't, like, give me other Star Wars. I don't need somebody who looks like Boba Fett, you know, who's better than Boba Fett. Fuck Boba Fett.
The Mandalorian is an awesome character.
Yeah, he's a million times better.
He may be my favorite character.
First off, he doesn't suck and didn't accidentally get knocked into the Sarlacc pit. Anyway.
So I'm just going to temper my rage. But let's not fuck with the Fett.
Oh, all right? He sucks.
A character who was cool just because he looked cool.
Yeah. I get it.
What did he do?
I get it that you millennials just like to hate to hate. And that's fine. That's fine. But when you grow up and become a big boy, you're going to recognize
you'll realize he sucks even more.
That Boba Fett was a bounty hunter of unquestionable allegiance and skill.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he fell into a pit for 1,000 years.
Well, he was hit into it by a blind guy.
He legit didn't do anything. But did you see his outfit? And and his figure is still the most valuable toy in existence.
Yeah. I don't get it.
It's because he never took his helmet off.
But no, like, can we get different stories?
No, I'm with you.
Instead of getting puzzle pieces in between, like, and a lot of people complain, they're like, it was Rogue One. I liked Rogue One. It was a good film. I think it was a good movie, hands down. It was probably, I mean, easily one of the better ones. But people are like, I remember just like a group of people, like, who gives a shit? Like, we knew that somebody got the plans to blow up the Death Star. Why did we need to waste 2 hours on it? I didn't feel like I wasted it, but I same time see their point.
Jyn Erso.
Yeah.
Mm. Or just the ability to put something else into this 4, 6, 12 movies and find another spot to like shoehorn it in.
I feel like
get another one in there.
Disney's done it before.
That's why
Lion
Marvel
King 1.5
will be right? better. At the, I feel it will be remembered better. Well, their movies are better than the Star Wars ones so far. Ooh. I'm sorry.
So I'm gonna cut you off. So we have a whole other cast where we're gonna be talking about the Star upcoming Wars, yeah. movie. So
yeah.
fair enough.
All right,
I will say this. So I'm gonna bring it back is because we're talking about Disney Plus. But if we notice, we haven't talked about a single thing other than Mandalorian, which we will transition from. Yeah. However,
out of the vault, we'll you watching there. Beauty and the Beast. Oh wait, you still don't have it. So
whoa,
sick burn. Are they cheering for me?
I'm cheering for you.
Thanks.
Out of the vault, you're watching Song of the South on loop. Oh, they haven't released it yet. You're all racists.
Oh,
I had to drop that because that's my 100.
Helen is not a racist.
No, she's not.
Song of the. Never mind. I'm gonna save my ageist remarks for.
You should just back. So honestly, I have waffled on this service and not necessarily The Mandalorian. I've always been excited about it, but coming into this, I got a little snippy. You can even hear it earlier in this cast where I was like, "Oh, it's only 38 minutes. They lied." Blah blah blah. No. It's hearing both of you and your reaction to it. That pushes me back into the wanting Disney Plus because I don't have it yet.
Yeah.
And The Mandalorian was the highest sell point for me. And I really, because of how much you guys like it, all the other bullshit aside, I'm like, oh, fuck, I really want to see this show.
Yeah. Do you have Hulu or no? I can't.
No. And that was the second point is you came to me this week. And that was honestly the icing on the cake because you told me about how there's a package deal. And I had been holding off on Hulu as well. So that's what's going to get me in.
I mean, Disney. I don't know. I know how because they're worth $1 trillion. But like when I found out that I'm already paying $11.99 for Hulu and they're like, hey, for $1, I'll give you ESPN and Disney Plus. It's like, I felt insulted. Like,
yeah,
I'll pay an extra dollar a month. Like, shit.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. It's
everywhere. And that's the commercial free Hulu?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
Every bit worth the $12 a month. It is the best service. For me right now.
Is it a single app to get to the three, or do you have three different apps?
No, you have three different apps.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fair. So let's talk about the app itself. Do you like the app?
I like it. It is...
On your TV.
It is slow.
It's a little slow, but I think that's just because it's...
Yeah, it's new. It's brand... Look, I've played fucking video games my whole life. When you launch anything of high popularity, you are going to get fucking glitches.
Yep.
Shutdowns, shit. I mean, there's times you wouldn't even be able to play the game for the first 2 days because they had to launch a 12-gig patch. Like, cut Disney some slack, guys. Yeah. What the fuck?
Here's something I was thinking of, too, is that does Disney invest in infrastructure that can support the I'm just going to throw out some numbers, the 5 million people that are going to be trying to watch on opening day, or do they build infrastructure that will support the 3 million that are going to be averagely
that's a word
watching, that's not a word
watching at a regular basis. And I think they invest in the standard and they prepare for the outage because
did you hear they're thinking like by 2025 there's gonna be 90 million subscribers. I don't know if that's true or not, but they were way you laughing at Disney motherfucker. The mouse is gonna come find you, Chewie. Yeah, I don't put anything past Disney. Yeah. If they came out today and they're like, look, guys, we're going to create a fucking time machine, I'd be like, well, I'll wait to see. Like,
but it's going
to
happen.
I mean, it's give them a couple years, but it's probably going
to
happen.
Yeah, they cut it close with getting it onto Amazon Fire Stick, too, right there.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was crazy, right? Yeah. Which would have been kind of a big bust to me. But they made it, right? It was just right at the line.
In one of our previous casts, maybe like two or three, we were talking about whether or not we thought that it would go live immediately on, say, every service, every TV. And it has, except for, I think, a couple small fry, bullshit.
So
streaming.
So let's transition to other services. Material on there because you guys have it. So what else have you guys enjoyed from it? Mandalorian aside, and I get it that's only a couple weeks old, so you probably haven't. But as far as what's available, maybe you haven't watched it yet. But we're like, fuck, that's great. That's on that channel, and I want to see that.
Yeah.
The Marvel section is amazing. However, it doesn't include all the movies yet. They're still working on getting contracts. The rights back from Netflix and other places. Just for the fact that it has. So I have a 4-year-old son. I sat him down. It blew his mind that they have 854 different Spider-Man cartoons. Like, it is crazy. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, this makes it harder for me to avoid. That's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge.
I started the X-Men cartoon thinking my son would like that. He didn't.
It's funny you say that. My buddy, who also, I think he has a 3.5 or 4-year-old son, and he's like, dude, we watched 90s X-Men for the whole day. Like
that's actually kind of, see that kind of stuff I didn't know was on there. Oh, that's great.
Lots of that.
A lot of it
stuff.
Ah, for me, 100%, hands down, the best part for me was I love the animated aspect of Star Wars. Clone Wars, fucking amazing show. Now they have all of those, all of Rebels. Is Resistance a new one?
That's the new one that people weren't really too keen on the animation style because it's more like cel-shaded.
It does look weird.
Yeah.
You like the Clone Wars stuff.
Clone Wars, it was the best thing that came out of
the first three.
Yeah, it was the best thing that came out of it. Fuck. Hands down.
And originally, was there a movie and then the series?
There was a movie that sparked a series. Darth Maul comes back.
Yep.
Spoiler alert. Yep. Yep. I mean, it's great. It really is. Yeah.
And on that note, everything Star Wars is up there.
Yeah.
Star Wars movie.
Marvel is still a work in progress. Yeah.
Every Star Wars TV show. The holiday special is not there.
Okay.
So they're burying that one just like they're burying the Song of the South.
Exactly. Motherfucker. Yeah.
Is there a lot of racism in the Star Wars holiday special?
Well, there is holographic sex with the Grandpa Wookiee. That is a fact.
Are you serious?
100%. We've talked about it before, 100%.
No. If we did, that fucking nugget would have been 100%.
This is not a joke. This is not a... there is a scene in this show, which was made in, what, 78, 79? So it actually was ahead of a time.
Where for real nightmares.
The grandpa fucking Wookiee puts on, like, basically a virtual reality headset and watches the precursor to VR porn. There's like women dancing like what sexily.
Wait, and it's just like,
yes,
they were naked Twi'leks, weren't they?
It was kind of like the thing that one of the Jabba dancers that had that kind of thin outfit on.
Yeah, and swear the to fucking God, things out the back of her head.
That show had grandpas watching VR sex.
What does a Wookiee salivating sound like?
I think it's a little bit like this. Izzy!
Does Izzy like fruit snacks? One note to make about Disney Plus extras, chocked full of extras.
Oh yeah,
documentaries.
Like if you go into Endgame, there's a bunch of extras to watch.
See, this changes everything.
Chewie told me to watch the 12-minute like recap of D23, so you get to see like what happened there, and like it did make me pretty pumped for the show.
It made me teary eyed.
Yeah,
that's
because you're a bitch.
It happens every time. I'm like, I don't need it anymore, and now I want it like today.
Yeah, it's
like,
good.
What about? There's a lot of old TV shows on there, too. I've seen people
when you say the Apple Dumpling Gang, it's there.
I know.
Hannah Montana, Even Stevens, all the DCs.
I read somewhere Columbo, like the old 70s TV show.
If it is, I haven't started watching it, but I'm going to tonight.
I didn't do this. Chewie, I don't know if you did, but are you guys part of the Steamboat Willie cult?
What is the Steamboat Willie cult?
The Steamboat Willie cult is the first thing that you watch on Disney Plus is the Steamboat Willie movie.
It will be for me. I saw somebody online did that. He said that's the first thing you watch, and the second thing you watch is The Mandalorian. I'm like, that is some pretty next level shit.
So just so the listeners know that if you were to strip Three Toes naked, lift his sack, and spread his cheeks, there's a Steamboat Willie tattoo on his gooch.
I got to admit, I didn't know that's where you were going to go, but it's let the facts lie. What happens in Vegas apparently doesn't stay in Vegas.
So yeah, that's my so,
oh my God, did that hurt? You really did. Are you done yet?
We didn't even know where the blood was coming from. Both holes.
So I did not know about that cult. However, I do listen to this other podcast called the TTA podcast. It's a Disney podcast where they cover all things Disney, the theme parks and stuff.
And it's called TITTY?
The TTA.
It's the Titty Podcast!
The Tomorrowland Transit Authorities. He had an idea. He wanted the main host, he said the minute it goes live, he wants to be the first person in Disney's metrics to have clicked play on the Apple Dumpling Gang. Starring,
dang it.
I made that reference.
Yeah, you did.
But he took my joke. Well, I only made it because I found a DVD of it recently.
Mr. Furley, what's his name?
Oh, it's Don Knotts.
Don Knotts.
I saw it as a very little kid and I remember laughing a lot. Have not seen it since. I want to revisit it.
You want to watch The Love Bug? It's up there.
Love The Love Bug.
Want to watch The Pacifier starring Vin Diesel? It's up there.
I am not Groot.
Want to watch Hannah Montana? It's up there.
No interest. So are you guys in it to win it? Pleased with the channel?
Yeah, totally. Pixar amazing section, all of their shorts.
Fuck.
And a whole bunch of extras. Disney, most of their vault seems to be up there. Yep. I haven't
when
really
somebody,
found something.
I pulled up the app and it's labeled out of the vault. It was everything I could. I mean, I'm not
you could imagine
into it, but I'm like going through it. I'm like, what? Because Chewie told me, they're like, yeah, people are pissed. Not everything's out of the vault. I don't know what the fuck's missing.
Yeah, well, like, everybody wants to find the exception. I mean, like, there's a shit ton of material.
Yeah.
Name
Pinocchio
a Disney
2's not there. I grew up with that movie.
Okay, that's an example.
Doom. Did you grow up with the Goofy movie?
Fucking love the Goofy movie. Yeah,
have we talked about this before?
I watched that movie religiously.
Have we talked about this before?
I think we did.
Okay, maybe we did. Because I heard it on a podcast, and it was a guy who was around your age, and he said that it is underrated, it's amazing. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Good. That's it might be thing. My top five. Like,
but it's in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I grew up. That movie was... I would watch it with my cousin every weekend.
I have got to see this movie. When there's something about this movie that triggers younger viewers.
There was a point in time where they started fleshing out... they started. I'll say it again. They started.
God damn it!
Fleshing out the Goofy backstory with him having a son and him having more family members, and that's you were probably around the right age when the Goofy movie came out, where it just hit. People digged it.
Yeah, wow. It was great.
He made a good father. His son Max. People love.
Remember, so I take it the movie ends with him losing his family in some horrific way because he doesn't have one ever going forward. So the backstory, it's great until...
No.
I remember crying like a...
Max...
Well, watch out for that thresher!
No one knows what happened to Goofy's wife, I don't think.
Oh, she found somebody else.
Up, man.
What?
Up.
Fuck you. Yeah. She slept with that old guy when she left him?
No. You're a sick bastard.
I don't know.
You just took a dump on my childhood.
Oh, I think that means we have to
wrap shit up.
Yeah, let's kick off our final section of the podcast. And this is the first time we're doing this.
Yep.
We're doing a fast food item of the week.
We've done it before.
I thought it was Three Toes. Food files.
We've done it before.
The fast food field file. Oh. We had our first one on Instagram that was launched by Three Toes over there.
Yeah, and I'm going to take it because you're going to steal it. Yeah. So, all right. So, it's not going to be a big surprise here, but it's weird because there was this huge, huge deal a couple months back where everybody was going fucking psycho over this chicken sandwich at Popeyes. And
people like, there's
love that chicken from Popeyes.
And
Goosey ain't a fast.
So at the time, I found it funny where they said they ran out. I was like, well, how is that a thing? All you make is chicken and you bread it and that's all you do. Even that I find conspiracy laden. Where if we ran out, we're going to bring it back in a couple months. And the whole thing seemed bananas to me.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
So, but randomly, I Googled it about 3 weeks ago. I was like, oh shit, they're bringing it back, quote unquote. And I mean, it's fast food. Who gives a shit? And it's chicken sandwiches. You can throw a dead cat and hit a chicken sandwich. So, that being said,
dead cat sandwich.
I am nothing if I'm not somebody who's easily brainwashed by social media.
Yeah.
And so, two days.
Really?
2 days after it dropped, I hit one at lunchtime, not too far from where we work.
You hit it and quit it.
I did. It was 10 people in line. I waited a half hour.
Holy shit.
10 people. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. I waited a half hour in line at a drive-thru around lunchtime, and I was fine with it. I was like, whatever. Got this thing. And as you can listen to our fast food file, which was amazing, by the way. Good work, Chewy.
Thank you.
That's the best damn chicken sandwich, period. Like, I'm saying that above fast food. It was thick, juicy. I got the spicy one.
Excuse me, I'll knock the mic over. But it wasn't with my hand.
It's as unhealthy for you as anything else on the planet, but God damn it. And people are like, oh, I like the one from Chick-fil-A better. Uh-uh. This thing is a game changer.
I guess the history of this thing is that Popeye's never had a chicken sandwich.
How is that possible?
That's kind of weird.
All you do is chicken.
Yeah. However, like the marketing people, the executives wanted to get in the chicken sandwich game just because they knew it was huge. They knew that most people going into these places now were getting boneless chicken. I think even Popeyes had some metrics stating probably that people were ordering more chicken tenders than
More kids, less mess.
I think
who the fuck wants to work for chicken,
right?
Well, come on,
I'm still a bone wing guy. Oh, I prefer a bone wing.
You disgust me.
You
uncultured swine.
He's a bone wing guy.
That's right, because I got a big dick. What? We'll erase that.
Erase that. Yeah, so they wanted to get in that game. They designed something. They launched it at a restaurant. And they didn't think it was going to be that good, but yeah, it just took off. And then now there's videos on YouTube of people beating each other up over it.
It's seriously
like, yeah, it's a good chicken sandwich, but like the more I think about it, I got it from Popeyes. I drove 3 feet to a parking spot and it was still somewhat not hot. How the fuck is that? I got it.
Quality.
3 minutes.
Quality.
And it was like not.
That could have been a supply. I'm not going to cut true. Any slack, but they could have like tried to mass produce them ahead of time. It's not worth yeah. it.
I did go flaccid, okay? Because I was pretty rock hard yeah. before I took the bite.
Here's the thing, though. I said this when I had my first sandwich. And
as a little baby?
Yeah.
A little baby chewy?
Yeah. I remember my first chicken sandwich.
Let me tell you about my first time. Beer. So I pulled in. I ordered the sandwich meal. They were out of fries. Okay, whatever.
Popeyes.
I'll substitute it with some mashed potatoes. Ordered the beverage I wanted. They were out of it. Ordered a different beverage. Drove 3 feet to a parking spot, ate it, and the quality issues that I was dealing with and the fact that they didn't have what I wanted to eat still did not outweigh how good the sandwich was. And I can see that Popeyes is not known for quality.
Oh my God, no.
They're not known for...
I mean, who's gone to Louisiana and been like, God damn, that was some... I mean, no offense.
It's fast food. No, fast food place is known for quality.
But that being maybe said, like, eating it, quality-wise, dude, Chick-fil-A's meat is a million times... Like, it's... To me, when I bite into a Chick-fil-A sandwich, I feel like I'm eating chicken. When I bit into that one, I felt like I was really? Eating fast food.
Wow.
Like, but
it is heavy. It is really deep fried.
It still was a good piece of chicken.
Yeah.
The wife, first question, did you bite into any fat? No. No veins. Oof, no fat. Because I would have thrown up immediately.
You get that at Wendy's. You get that like red vein running through it.
There's no one does chicken like Wendy's, man. It says so in their commercial.
I've never had their chicken.
What?
You've never Wendy's? Had any chicken at Wendy's?
Never.
Like not even a chicken nugget?
Dude, they invented the fucking spicy chicken sandwich.
You guys should save this for another cast.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Really?
This motherfucker doesn't have Disney Plus and has never eaten a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich. Cut his mic. Okay. Do it.
Izzy, take over for me.
Okay, so on that note. Where's that bourbon? On that note, let's revisit what we talked about. Disney Plus. Is it a must?
Yes.
I'm saying yes as well.
I'm
Three Toes can't say anything because he doesn't have it yet.
But I'm waffling back and forth, but I will probably have it by the next time we cast. Deal?
Deal.
All right.
Yes.
Well, that does it for this episode.
Thanks for tuning into another episode of the Asteroid Factory podcast. I don't remember the outro. So chewy.
Thank you guys for listening. Please like, review, and subscribe to us. It helps us out greatly. And it's hard for me to talk because I'm watching Three Toes eat
this Pokemon podcast
gummies. These are amazing.
Is it sad that I have Pokemon gummies and my son's only 3 weeks old?
No, not at all.
That I'm going to eat them all?
Yeah. They're delicious.
No. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're very delicious. Tune in next week where we're going to be talking about some more nerd shit.
Woo! Nerd shit!
We love you.